Now, the rest of the story. The Marines were desperate. 5 days previous, August 7, 1942, 11,000 of them had landed on Guadalcanal. Within 48 hours, their entire backup fleet of 18 transports had been wiped out by the Japanese Navy. And now they were stranded on the island. Reinforcements and supplies, including half of their food, were on the bottom of the Coral Sea. So, the United States Marines on Guadalcanal were desperate. More than anything, they needed information, enemy positions on the island, enemy numbers, enemy intentions. A sergeant from Division Intelligence proposed a plan. The young intelligence officer, his name was Steve, first summarized the bits and pieces they had gathered thus far. A mile and a half west of them was the Matanikau River. A small reconnaissance party of Marines had reached the river, had returned to report having seen a white flag on the opposite bank. And another thing, that very day, a Japanese seaman had been captured. The prisoner had informed Sergeant Steve that Japanese land forces were camped across the Matanikau, were starving, were demoralized, were eager to surrender. So, Sergeant Steve said, here's what we're going to do. We will launch a full-scale reconnaissance mission. 25 men and maybe more will set out in a landing boat, sail down the coast to a point just past the mouth of the Matanikau River. And there we go ashore and scout the spot where the white flag was sighted. Now, the young intelligence officer's plan did intrigue his superiors. Lieutenant Colonel Frank Getke said, all right, we'll do it. And that night they did. Sergeant Steve and the rest landed in enemy territory just before daybreak, in enemy territory now. But they found no white flag. It was an ambush. The white flag, whatever it was, had been intended just to lure them into the ambush. The firefight lasted only 4 minutes. Colonel Getke was the first to fall. Sergeant Steve, who had planned it all, died soon after. Of the 27 who comprised the Marine reconnaissance, only 3 survived, and they by diving into the sea. It's from those 3 survivors that we learned the rest of the story. That wounded Marines on the beach were actually beheaded by Japanese soldiers, their samurai swords flashing in the red glow of the rising sun. That was the Matanikau Massacre. Veterans of the Pacific War still speak of it, and particularly of the ironic footnote, often ignored in the history books. The name of the young intelligence officer who encouraged the ill-fated mission. For sometimes, in some ways, history does repeat itself. A few of the Marines on Guadalcanal even whispered that it was bound to happen. How else, they said, could such a mission end when conceived by an officer named Stephen A. Custer? Another Stephen A. Custer, to be sure. Related, do you suppose, to that general? If not by blood. By blood. And now you know the rest of the story.